Why, hello, everybody. I'm Brittany Chang.
I'm Natalie Berardini.
And I'm Jillian Vuluan.
Today, you're listening to the Trios Podcast.
Hey, guys. I forgot to eat before this podcast. I'm starving.
Well, why didn't you eat? Your stomach will keep growling and ruin the sound quality that I tried so hard to fix from last time.
Well, I want sushi right here, right now, on the podcast. I love sushi.
That's so random, but it's true. All right. After this, we can go to...
Ichima.
Speaking about food, that's our topic today.
You mean the different types of sushi we're going to talk about and start making and start eating them? This must be my favorite episode.
No, genetically modified foods. How you wish it was sushi.
But we can genetically enhance sushi, right? Right?
Oh my god.
This girl. No, not just sushi, almost everything. But today we are talking about one specific example, corn.
Wait. Explain to the viewers what genetically modified foods are.
It is when scientists change plants for certain traits they want the plants to have. For example, they can change spinach to have bigger leaves.
Did you know that 85% of corn in the US is genetically modified?
Oh yeah, I heard how they changed it to be resistant to herbicide glyphosate, which is a substance used to kill weeds.
Is it a good thing or bad thing? I mean, there are like poison in our vegetables, and we don't even know that.
It's a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing.
Okay, calm down, mes amis. Okay, sorry, I had a French moment, but how could this be good or and bad?
I call going first. Well, it helps increase crop production, and so far crops have increased 25%, said by the science report, which can help with our overpopulation problems.
Okay, that's a great point. There are many people in different countries that are starving, and it's really sad.
Okay. So it helps out with world problems, but is that it?
Hold your horses. There's so many things about genetic modifications that are good. Another reason is plants can be changed to have more health benefits, which is always a plus one.
Oh, there are purple tomatoes that have more antioxidant levels that help fight diseases, or rise with extra vitamins. I heard this in a video called Are GMOs Good or Bad? Genetic Engineering in Our Food.
Oh, I've eaten a purple tomato before, but I didn't know it had good health benefits. We should...
Wait, stop getting off topic. Let me finish my last point. Okay, plants can also be modified to take in certain materials like carbon dioxide, which can help the problem of climate change. There are three examples. Now, Natalie, what's your point?
Okay, my point is simple. Genetic engineering can cause dangerous side effects to humans and animals as well. According to the Institute of Responsible Technology, by mixing genes from totally unrelated species, genetic engineering unleashes a ton of unpredictable side effects. Plus, the very process of creating a genetically modified plant can result in massive damage that produces new toxins, allergens, and nutritional deficiencies.
Okay, so there are side effects that come with it, but side effects come with everything.
But there are also side effects for animals, too. The only reason humans get so much food is because we're robbing birds and insects of theirs. We change the genetics of food so that when insects eat them, they die. Hey, Jillian, do you like butterflies?
Sure, they're pretty from beautiful colors of their wings, and they're involved in Pokemon.
Yeah, well, genetically modified corn is one of the factors that caused the elimination of habitats for monarch butterflies, whose population is now down 50%.
Okay, but why would butterflies be attracted to corn? Caterpillars only eat leaves.
Well, according to Cornell University, wind-borne corn pollen can settle on leaves of milkweed plants because milkweed plants can grow near corn, which are all the monarch butterflies eat. If the corn is genetically modified to kill insects and the corn's pollen is on the caterpillar's dinner, what do you think is going to happen to the caterpillar?
Oh, so they die.
Exactly.
Well, would you rather us die or would you rather have animals die? I think I would prefer the animals.
Well, if we don't have animals like butterflies, we won't have anything to pollinate our food. And if we have nothing to pollinate our food, we die too, which at least the end of the human...
Okay, both of you calm down. There are both good and bad things about GMOs, okay? Stop fighting. You two are hurting my ears.
Fine, but I was winning that conversation.
No, you weren't.
Whatever. Let's get back on the topic. So, genetically modified foods.
Yeah, humans have been changing plants for many years through selective breeding. But at that time, they had hope that the plant would produce what they wanted.
We also need to explain selective breeding also, you guys.
Okay, selective breeding is when people choose a male and female organism that is desired and breed them together to hopefully create what they want.
So, and an example would be, If a farmer wanted corn with big seeds, they would find a male and female with big seeds to reproduce and see if the offspring has big seeds.
Now, scientists can change genetics knowing that these changes will happen. They are finding the wanted genes from an organism, then they cut it out and put it in another plant that is wanted to breed with.
And after this, they will just keep breeding this plant for generations and generations. This was said by the University of Utah.
Yeah, so overall, all our food is genetically modified, like corn, seedless watermelons, tomatoes, and that's just the beginning. We humans are continuously changing the traits of food, increasing its size, or immune to pests. Although the bacteria is still inside the plant itself, we humans are immune.
It is like a dog that cannot eat chocolate or the insect that will die to coffee, while us humans can still eat it.
What the heck? That's a lot of different foods. I've been eating GMOs, short for genetically modified foods, without even realizing.
I know, right? It's crazy. Next time, we should really be thinking about what we are eating.
Hey, at least sushi still tastes good.
Oh, right. Let's go get that sushi.
They are always talking about foods. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed and have a good day. Thank you for listening to the
Trios Podcast.